This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. This is Sam. I'm on spring break. I don't have, not that I typically have very fancy equipment, but I don't even have my $40 microphone right now. I left Minneapolis to go to the sunny, tropical Madison, Wisconsin, where it actually snowed more than it did in Minneapolis. So I am on spring break, again, without the fancy equipment, but I am actually not only with my wife, Sarah.
Hello.
I'm also with my mom.
Hi.
Hi, Sam's mom. So they are going to play along with us today. I got three rounds that I hosted with some of the classes at the school I teach at prior to spring break. So here are those three rounds. We got List 'em, we got Acrostics, and then we have just a random round that I'm going to call Where Did I Get This Pizza? So round number one, List 'em. Kind of a simplified version of List 'em. I think it'll work good with some audience participation from my wife and my mom. The way List 'em works is I have a list, I'm just giving you one list this time, I have a list of the most downloaded streaming services in terms of total subscribers. That list comes from Digital Trends 2024. You get to make five guesses in any order to identify the top five apps on that list. So I'm not giving you any extra guesses. You get five guesses to identify five apps. You get awarded 2 points for each correct answer. Again, you're trying to figure out the top five most downloaded streaming services by total subscribers. Again, that list according to Digital Trends 2024. Now, pause now if you don't want any sort of input by my wife and my mom. Pause now. Otherwise, they're going to kind of talk through it. All right, take it away.
I'd pause. Okay.
So what are your top five?
Okay, Sam. Our top five, in no particular order, are Hulu, Peacock, Netflix, Disney, and HBO.
All right, let's see. Let's reveal these answers. All right, so the top five, with 67.5 million subscribers, Paramount Plus, you did not get that one.
Not come up.
No.
Number four, though, you did get with 97.7 million subscribers, HBO Max. So well done there. Number three, you also got 150.2 million subscribers, Disney Plus. Number two, you are missing. Number two is Amazon Prime with 200 million plus subscribers. And then number one, you do have 260.28 million subscribers, Netflix. So you got 6 points out of 10 for that round. Again, the top five, Paramount Plus, HBO Max, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, and Netflix are the top five. Just outside of the top five, you're not gonna get any points, but you can pat yourself on the back. Number six, Hulu. Number seven, Peacock. Number eight, ESPN Plus. Number nine, Apple TV. And number 10, I don't know anyone with this one, Stars. Stars for number 10. There we have it. Round number one, List 'em. Coming up, we got round number two, Acrostics. All right, round number two, acrostics. Now, for this round, together, so I got 10 items. Together, the first letter from each of these items spells out a 10-letter word, like an acrostic poem. So the clue for this 10-letter word would be, founded in 1889, this American state features a portrait of a historical figure within its state flag. So that is the clue for the acrostic. Which American state, founded in 1889, has a recognizable historical figure within its state flag? All right, so that's the clue for the acrostic. Here are the 10 items. All right, number one, this company has more employees than any other company in the United States, according to Insider Monkey 2024. Item number two, this animated series launched in 2005 and shares its name with an unrelated movie franchise, which debuted in 2009. The series centers around a world where some people can telekinetically manipulate water, earth, fire, and or air. Item three, founded in Sweden in 2006, this app claims to have over 602 million users and 236 million paid subscribers. Item 4. This state has traditionally been the only state in the United States where coffee is commercially grown on a significant scale. Number 5. This is the empire responsible for the construction of Machu Picchu. Number 6. First introduced in 1969 by Minnesotan Ren Geyer, this polyurethane-based toy was advertised with the claim, quote, "You can't damage lamps or break windows. You can't hurt babies or old people." Item number 7. This character debuted in 2010 as the protagonist in an animated film series. He is the father of three daughters named Margot, Edith, and Agnes, and he also has a son who shares his name. Item 8. This automaker debuted the world's first mass-produced hybrid car in 1997. Item number 9. In July 2023, this musician, actress, and Disney Channel alum became the youngest ever to debut three songs at number 1 on the US Billboard Hot 100. And number 10. While this band only existed from 1987 to 1994, it remains common to see teenagers wearing their merchandise. And in this case, I did offer extra points to any team that could prove that they were wearing one of these shirts right now. And two teams got extra points, so that was funny. All right, everybody. Pause now if you need more time to consider those answers. Pause now. I will go over those again, but then I'm going to reveal the answers. Just a reminder, the acrostic. Founded in 1889, this American state features a portrait of a historical figure within its state flag. So the first letter of each of the following 10 items will line up to spell that state's name. All right, number one, this company has more employees than any other company in the United States. What do we think that is?
It said Walmart.
Walmart is correct.
Nice.
I am a Walmart alum. Fun fact. That's not important. All right, number two. This animated series launched in 2005 and shares its name with an unrelated movie franchise, which debuted in 2009. The series centers around a world where some people can telekinetically manipulate water, earth, fire, and or air.
This was a big guess. We're going to go with Avatar.
Yes, Avatar is correct. Nice. Technically, it would be Avatar: The Last Airbender, an acclaimed animated series. I never watched it, but I've heard it's good. All right, number three, founded in Sweden in 2006, this app claims to have over 602 million users and 236 million paid subscribers.
Spotify.
Yes, it is Spotify.
Nice.
Spotify. Shout out Spotify. Thank you for hosting my podcast. All right, number four. This state has traditionally been the only state in the United States where coffee is commercially grown on a significant scale.
We think that would be Hawaii, the Kona Coffee in Hawaii.
That is correct. Sarah and I went to Kauai Coffee. That was good times. So yeah, Hawaii. So I should have been just listing off the letter after revealing each of these answers, but so far we are at W for Walmart, A for Avatar, S for Spotify, and now H for Hawaii. All right, number five. This is the empire responsible for the construction of Machu Picchu.
Incan.
Incan is correct. So now W-A-S-H-I. All right, number six. First introduced in 1969 by Minnesotan Ren Geyer, this polyurethane-based toy was advertised with the claim, quote, "You can't break lamps or break windows. You can't hurt babies or old people."
Is that the Nerf gun?
Nerf, yeah.
Nerf. I doubt that's true, though.
I feel like I've been hurt by one.
And maybe it's just the wrestling and the hitting that happens after they start shooting Nerf guns at each other.
Yeah, so W-A-S-H-I-N. All right, number seven. This character debuted in 2010 as the protagonist in an animated film series. He is the father of three daughters named Margot, Edith, and Agnes. And he also has a son who shares his name.
No guess.
Yeah, we didn't have anything.
Sure. Yeah, so that's from the movie Despicable Me. The character played by Steve Carell, Gru. Gru with a G. All right, number eight. This automaker debuted the world's first mass-produced hybrid car in 1997.
Toyota?
Toyota. Yeah, the Prius. So Toyota, number eight with a T. All right, number nine. In July 2023, this musician, actress, and Disney Channel alum became the youngest ever to debut three songs at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo. That is correct. Olivia with an O. And then number 10, while this band only existed from 1987 to 1994, it remains common to see teenagers wearing their merchandise. What band is that?
Nirvana.
Nirvana. Yeah, that was kind of poking fun a little bit at the teenagers playing this game with me because a lot of them will wear Nirvana t-shirts and they'll maybe know one song, probably not two. But in this case, I mean, joke was on me because this girl knew a whole bunch, knew more than I did because frankly, I'm not a huge Nirvana guy anyway. So the acrostic, Nirvana obviously with an N, Washington, right? That is the state founded in 1889 that has a historical figure within its state flag, George Washington. Makes sense. All right. That was round number two. Acrostics coming up. Round number three. Where did I get this pizza? All right, round number three. Where did I get this pizza? When I hosted this for the teenagers, I just took like 10 pizza places from around the community that we go to school in. But for this one, I just took the top 10 largest pizza chains according to a 2023 article on Yahoo and Insider Monkey. So the top 10 chains based on, it appears to be based on total number of locations. So these are the top 10 pizza chains in the United States based on total number of locations, again, based on a 2023 article by Yahoo that was also on Insider Monkey. So I shuffled these chains up. and I wrote a clue for each of these 10 pizza chains. Your job is, based on the clue that I give you, to guess the pizza chain that I am referring to. So let's do this. All right, number one, founded in Michigan in 1960, the logo for this pizza chain contains three dots, one for each of the three locations which were in existence when the logo was first adopted. That logo was adopted in 1965. Needless to say, it would have gotten pretty excessive if they would have added a new dot every time they opened a new location. All right, item number two. Based in Vancouver, Washington, this chain is able to offer competitive prices as their business model requires significantly less equipment and physical space. All right, number three, established in Michigan in 1959, this chain coined a signature phrase to illustrate to customers the opportunity to enjoy two of their pizzas for the price of one pizza from a competitor. All right, number four, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, this chain introduced a new venture called Pascali's Pizza and Wings, exclusively for delivery. The distinct branding aimed to differentiate Pascali's offerings from the chain's usual fare, expanding its appeal to a wider and more mature audience. All right, number five, founded in Ohio in 1978, this pizza chain was able to expand in 2013 through a deal with the declining movie rental chain Family Video. While Family Video is now defunct, this pizza chain now claims on its website to be America's fastest growing pizza company with over 1,100 stores. All right, number six, founded in Seattle in 2008, these personalized pizzas are, quote, made on demand and then cooked for 3 minutes inside an 800 degree oven. All right, number seven, established in Kansas in 1958, this chain reintroduced its retro logo in 2019, reviving the design that had been previously discontinued in 1999. All right, number eight, this chain I have never heard of because they don't have any locations in Minnesota or Wisconsin. But anyway, it was founded in 1973, also in Michigan. And one big claim to fame this chain has is providing its customers with their choice of flavored crust. I checked out their website. Options include butter, Cajun, butter cheese, sesame, garlic herb, onion, Asiago cheese, or ranch. Sounds good, but I've never heard of it. All right, number nine. This chain traces its origins to 1984 when its founder installed a pizza oven in the back of his father's tavern in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Today, the pizza is often associated with its signature extras, providing customers with a pepperoncini and their choice of dipping sauce served on the side. And number 10. This surprised me, but the Yahoo article actually listed this chain as the number one chain in the United States, according to total locations. So since their founding in Nashville in 1991, this chain has a presence in over 9,000 locations, many within convenience stores, gas stations, or other small businesses. All right, pause now if you want time to think about these. Otherwise, I will go over those again, but then I'm going to reveal the answers. All right, pizza place number one. Founded in Michigan in 1960, the logo for this pizza chain contains three dots, one for each of the three locations which were in existence when the logo was first adopted in 1965. Needless to say, it would have gotten pretty excessive if they would have added a new dot every time they opened a new location.
Domino's.
Domino's is correct. Oh,
the Domino- only one we were sure of.
We got one.
Domino's, number three on this rankings list. I've seen it at number two before, too. Number three with over 6,700 locations. All right, number two, based in Vancouver, Washington, this chain is able to offer competitive prices as their business model requires significantly less equipment and physical space.
Papa Murphy's?
Papa Murphy's is correct. And that's probably my favorite one on this list. We tend to go for the local guy, but Papa Murphy's definitely cheap and convenient. I like it.
Messes up your oven, though.
Well, you're doing it wrong. All right, Papa Murphy's number seven on this list with 1,139 locations. All right, number three, established in Michigan in 1959, this chain coined a signature phrase to illustrate to customers the opportunity to enjoy two pizzas for the price of one from one of its competitors.
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars. Pizza, pizza.
Oh, sure.
And I guess they used to bring them in these really long boxes. This sounds like it'd be really inconvenient, but they'd, rather than just stacking them on top of each other, they'd bring them in just one really long box.
So you'd have to have a bigger car if you were delivering.
You must, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, station wagons, I guess.
Yeah. That must be why the station wagon's not really a thing anymore.
Huh, we cracked that code. Wow.
All right, number four, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, this chain introduced a new venture called Pasquale's Pizza and Wings, exclusively for delivery. The distinct branding aimed to differentiate Pasquale's offerings from the chain's usual fare, expanding its appeal to a wider and more mature audience.
I don't know what pizza is more mature than, so I'm going to go with Taco Bell.
Good guess. Good guess. The correct answer is Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, there you go.
Chuck E. Cheese, number 10 on this list, 468 locations.
That makes more sense. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, when you're ordering DoorDash, do you think Chuck E. Cheese?
No.
I don't have, no.
But you might think Pasquale's. That sounds fancy. Let's go with that.
I might.
Yeah. All right, number five, founded in Ohio in 1978, this pizza chain was able to expand in 2013 through a deal with the declining movie rental chain Family Video. While Family Video is now defunct, this pizza chain now claims on its website to be America's fastest growing pizza company with over 1,100 stores.
I'm going to kick myself for this one, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, we have one by us. It was right next to a Family Video. That Family Video was now made into like a dispensary. Yeah, that is Marco's Pizza.
Oh, we don't really have those in Madison. I think we might have one.
Yeah. We have a few in Minnesota in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, it's never been a go-to though, so
and I think,
don't feel that bad about it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Marco.
Yeah, so Marco's Pizza, that would be number six on the list, so almost in the top five. All right, number six, founded in Seattle in 2008, these personalized pizzas are, quote, made on demand and then cooked for 3 minutes inside an 800-degree oven.
Mod, made on demand. Just put that together. Yep. Mod.
Yeah, Mod Pizza. Mod Pizza, that would be number eight on this list. 557 locations. All right, number seven, established in Kansas in 1958, this chain reintroduced its retro logo in 2019, reviving a design that had been previously discontinued in 1999.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut being the number two chain in the United States with over 6,800 locations. All right, number eight, this is the one that I have never heard of. It was founded in 1973, also in Michigan. Michigan representing well on this list. And one big claim to fame that this chain has is providing its customers with their choice of flavored crust, options including butter, Cajun, butter cheese, sesame, garlic herb, onion, Asiago cheese, or ranch. Again, sounds delightful. I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it. I mean, I don't know what it is, but if you've never heard of it, I've never heard of it.
The closest, like, we would have to drive to Indiana to go get some of this. Hungry Howie's.
Oh, well.
Ever hear of it?
Nope.
No.
No. Neither have I. Hungry Howie's. Shout out Hungry Howie's. Hungry Howie's, the number 9 pizza chain in America with 530 locations. All right. Number 9, this chain traces its origins to 1984 when its founder installed a pizza oven in the back of his father's tavern in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Today, the pizza is often associated with its signature extras, providing customers with a pepperoncini and their choice of dipping sauce served on the side.
We said Papa John's.
Papa John's. Papa John's, that is correct. Papa John's being the number 5 pizza chain in the United States. 3,100 and more locations. All right, number 10, our 10th and final one. All right, this one surprised me a little bit. Yahoo and Insider Monkey, they had this actually listed as the top chain in the United States based on number of locations. So since their founding in Nashville in 1991, this chain has a presence in over 9,000 locations, many within convenience stores, gas stations, and other small businesses.
I'm saying Sbarro, but
I didn't have an answer.
Yeah, this is one I've definitely seen it. Like, usually in, like, small town gas stations. Hunt Brothers.
Oh, would have never guessed that.
I've never heard of that. It.
Yeah, so when we're driving back to Minneapolis in a couple of days, I mean, just look at the signs. There's going to be signs that say gas and Hunt Brothers. Like, it's there. I remember seeing it in Colorado. It was there, too. It's all over. I did look on the map. There is at least one Hunt Brothers at a gas station in Madison. I'm sure there are some in the Twin Cities. But, yeah.
Interesting.
Number one. What we're going to have for dinner.
Number one.
Sparrow's not on there at all, then.
No, Sparrow's not on there at all. Maybe the decline in food courts. I don't know. But
sure.
Yeah. So, there you have it. Those are the top 10 pizza chains in the United States, as well as clues that went with each one. So, thank you, everybody, for playing. Highly appreciate it. And, yeah, sorry for forgetting my mic in Minnesota. I know we sound a little bit different, but I'm sure it sounds okay. Hopefully it's at least listenable. I'll be back with the regular mic next week. But until then, thanks, Sarah.
Yeah,
thanks.
Fun.
Thanks, Mama Sam.
Thanks for having us. Me. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Peace out.